Dagnan, what's the team news ahead of the game with Bohemians tomorrow night?
Team news is Joe Thompson still misses out. Ali Gilchrist is seeing a specialist on Monday and hopefully resumes full training on Tuesday. So Ali misses out in this one again. Stevie Mullen's got a bit of an issue at the minute. It's a nerval thing, but we're hoping that he'll be okay. But we'll get down with a strong squad, Paggy. Very difficult game, difficult venue. But we have to go down with a belief and an honesty about ourselves that we can get a result. I think it's been well documented. We've got to be more on the front foot in terms of our attacking principles. You know, we've got to be a bit more creative in our approach to games. But it's a game that all week we've been looking forward to. You know, Bohemians have a fantastic season. You know, and it's a good benchmark for us to get down here and hopefully get back to winning ways because, you know, as disappointed as everybody has been in recent weeks with the draws, you know, we've lost one game in seven domestically, and we need to turn some of them draws, you know, into wins, and hopefully we can do that come Friday.
Of course, Keith Long lost a few games there, but got back to one away last week. You'll be hoping to halt that again, Declan, to bring those 3 points back to North West.
Well, that's the target. It's always the target. You know, the key factor is you want to win as many football matches between now and the end of the season as we possibly can. If you can't win those games, it's important you don't lose them. You know, so we've got to fight for everything between now and the end of the season. We've got to fight for every point. We've got to fight for every 3 points. We've got to have a willingness to go the extra yard. We've got to be, as I said already, a lot more creative than what we've been in the previous two games. But, you know, the players have worked hard all week, and we'll go down here and we'll do everything in our powers to make sure that we come up that road with 3 points.
Of course, Declan, the next 10 days are very busy. With the Sligo game being rearranged, brought forward, you're going to be flat out.
For me, it's a big plus that the game's brought forward. What we didn't want was a huge backlog in the last 2 weeks of the season and having a lot of games to squeeze in because the league has got to finish by the end of October. So, look, when we're sitting here now at the end of September, there's 4 or 5 weeks left. We're going to have a 10-day period where we won't have a game. So we got to appreciate that the games are our bread and butter. We got to appreciate that it's a real honour to play for Derry City in these games. We got to appreciate that there's an expectation on us now to start getting a few wins. But if you're a footballer and you're, you know, at the top of your game, then you really look forward to games coming. And from my point of view, the games can't come thick enough, fast enough, sorry.
Of course, you spoke about Ali there, seeing a specialist this week. Do you expect Ali to be back in the squad before the end of the season? I've read in local papers today that he thinks himself he may not be back.
Well, I'm hoping he is. Look, we can't judge it. We have to make sure that, you know, we take advice on the medical department. But, you know, whether he's back or whether he's not, you know, it presents an opportunity for other people. I think Cameron McChanlett has really grasped that opportunity. But look, we'll wait on the medical advice. He's back doing bits and pieces at the minute, and hopefully we have him back on the field to play in the coming weeks.
Many weeks do you expect Joe Thompson to be for Declan?
I don't know, Paggy. With these muscle injuries, look, the way it is at the minute in this season, you see so many players missing long periods of time with muscle injuries, and that's on the back of players having done very little for 3-4 month periods. You know, the reality is in this shortened season and a tight campaign, you're always going to pick up muscle injuries. But unfortunately for the player and for us, is that whenever you're on a tight schedule as we are with 4 or 5 weeks left of the season, it becomes critical that if you get a muscle injury, then we got to try and treat it the best that we possibly can, and also not take a risk that if you do bring somebody back, then that's their season over. So I'm hoping that you will have an influence again before the season runs out.
Thank you, Daniel.